Is a baton in a conductor's hand a lethal weapon? A strange question, but historically speaking, not entirely without basis. WRTI's Meredy Duddleston explains.
A conductor's hands, a concertmaster's bow, the baton, all tools of the interpretation of classical music. But Jean-Baptiste Lully, official composer to the court of Louis XIV, wasn't using any of these when he inflicted a wound that would lead to his demise.
In France, they had a tradition of conducting choruses with a big staff, and the staff would be banged on the floor so that the choral members could see it, but they could also feel it. If the conductor were far away or there was a lot of other music going on, they could sort of feel the pulse as well.
Temple University music professor Stephen Zone specializes in Baroque music, the kind likely heard at Versailles and other opulent venues.
And so Lully was doing this late in life, and he gave himself an injury with this staff. And it got infected, and then gangrene sort of spread to his leg, and he died of the infection.
Lully, so the story goes, hit his toe with his staff. Ironically, during a performance of his Te Deum, a sacred choral work prompted by Louis XIV's recent recovery to good health.
I don't think we know the details too much, you know, and I'm sure he didn't want the details known.
Although the piece has survived as Jean-Baptiste Lully's best-known sacred choral work, Lully was not to compose another. He died March 22, 1687, 2 months after the fatal self-inflicted blow.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.